revivals at the church, they would do a lot of shouting.
Yeah, they would do a lot of shouting, and they would do a lot of begging you to come up to the altar and get saved. And that if they would come around and insist that you go. And I can remember back when I was a child, I wouldn't know what to do. I was afraid not to go, and I was afraid to go. And
were you ever supposed to do this more than once?
Well, they just about every meeting that come to you, that I, as far as I can remember.
Well, but you hadn't gone to the altar yet.
No.
After you went to the altar once, would they come back to you again?
I don't even know whether I ever went to the altar or not. Mm. I don't remember ever going to the altar, because you'd go up there and kneel down, and I don't ever remember doing that.
It would seem to me, as small as the church was, that there'd be a limited number of people that could
appealing to. It was about the same crowd all the time, but they would always have, at the closing of the service, a song singing, I think it was Just As I Am, and that people would either voluntarily go up and kneel and let them pray for you, or either you'd go on your own. And I remember that they would have what they call witnesses. Mm-hmm. They'd have people get up and witness for Christ, or witness some experience and all that. That was, I remember those things.
Did they do much jumping around?
Yeah, they sure did. That sounded like that floor was going to fall in sometime when all those women would get up there, and really did.
But why do you say those women? Was it primarily women at the church?
Well, I remember mostly the Newtons. There was a big family of the Newtons, and it seemed like the whole church was made up of Newtons or somebody kin to them, really. That's why I say that. And Mr. Charlie Lawrence and Miss Leela Lawrence, and her folks, and especially Miss Leela, she was a good Christian woman. And Mr. Charlie never did go to church much. Miss Leela would always go. Mr. Charlie would go, but he never did. And Miss Leela never did do too much of that shouting, as I remember.
Well, I know my grandfather also didn't go.
No.
So that must have limited the number of men in the church.
It did. It really did.
So your father and Mr. Dillard,
yeah,
and any of the Newton males,
yeah,
go?
Yeah. I remember Mr. Joel Newton and some of his children and his daughters and I was trying to think of somebody else that went.
You also mentioned one of the preachers. Are there any other ministers that particularly stick in your mind?
That one from one they call Riley Garrett is the one that was sticks in my mind more than any other.
My impression is that a lot of the beliefs or practices of the Wesleyan Methodists were somewhat austere. I can't imagine they're looking too kindly on your mother doing all this cooking on Sunday.
I doubt it. And they didn't look too kindly on me wearing low neck, short sleeve clothes and wearing lipstick.
Did Mrs. Marrapaine Boggs go to the church?
No, I don't ever remember seeing her.
The reason I asked is I understand that one of their other practices was that the women were not supposed to cut their hair.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that was the reason she had such long hair.
Well, I never did see my mama with nothing but long hair either. People, they just didn't have short hair then. Mm-hmm. Most of them just wore it bald up on top of their head.
Did you ever go to any of the tent meetings and protracted meetings around here?
I can remember they used to have one right above Miss Ann Crawford's house in that vacant field there where a house is built now. And they used to go to them. And that was back when I was getting up a little bigger, and we'd all gather around outside and sneak in and out under the tent, you know. Wouldn't want to stay in there all the time, and when my daddy would go with me, I can remember he used to always try to keep a check on me. But I do remember the tent meetings. At least I don't know whether they had them all every time, but I can remember they did have a tent meeting there.
Were they for one particular church, or did they bring people
from
all over?
Well, I don't know whether it was any particular church, or whether it was the Wesleyan Methodist brought it, or what.
Did the Clemson College people attend as much as the Calhoun
folks?
No,
I don't ever Well, I really don't remember whether they ever came too much or not. I don't much think too many of them came. It was mostly people brought around in this section.
Was there any music at them?
I can't remember whether there was any music or not. I don't much think, well, they were singing, but I don't know whether they had any kind of musical instrument or not.
Mm-hmm. But certainly singing, the type you were talking about
that's
before.
That's right, yeah.
Do you remember either at the tent meetings or down at the church here, John Carey?
Uncle John? Oh, yeah. I knew Uncle John.
Did he preach there very often?
Yeah, he preached. I remember him preaching. He was never quite such a... he preached more, not such a loud preaching voice. He was not that tight, like I said, Riley Gatt was. Uncle John was more of a quiet preacher.
Sermons as threatening as the fire and brimstone?
No.
So it wasn't only the loudness, but also the whole tone of
mm-hmm.
what he did.
That's right.
Well, you've mentioned several times, and I'd like you to talk a bit more, if you will, about the boarding house that your Aunt Louie, my grandmother, Miss Smith, had.
Yeah.
Tell me about the boarding house, the people who lived there, anything else.
Well, I can remember. It was, you know, it was a big old house. Boy, they had water. I used to had bowls and pitchers in all the rooms for the men, or most of the men. And I'd have to help Edna. That was one of her jobs, was to see that the pitchers was filled and the pots emptied.
And we're talking about Edna, who was my grandmother's youngest daughter, about your age.
Mm-hmm.
Edna Smith, now Plyler.
Yeah. And
by pots, you mean the chamber pots.
Mm-hmm. Chamber pots.
So you young girls had to do that for all the men.
Yeah, and had to help make up the beds and change them and put towels in the room. And I remember that because I if Edna got to go anywhere, she had to get her work done first. And for me to get her to go wherever we wanted to go, up to my house or whatever, I had to help her get the work done.
Were you getting any pocket money or
just
the incentive just of
being,
getting her?
Just being good so we could, we liked to be together. And if when she got her work done, she could either go spend the night with me or I could spend the night with her. It was just about every other night. Either she spent the night with me or she spent the night up at my mama's, up at my house. And then another thing, down in that basement, the big dining room and the kitchen and the wood range and the ground that had Aunt Louie had big old looked like a 100-pound bag, I guess, of coffee beans and a coffee grinder on the wall down in the basement. And that was another one of Edna's job, to see that the coffee was ground, and I never will forget the smell of that. That was the best smell that stove ever was. And I can remember the big long table and white tablecloths and a lot of chairs and the pantry with all the stuff on the shelves, and just as a child, that's the things you remember.
Did you eat there very often?
Yeah, a lot of times when I'd go home from school, I'd go down in the kitchen, and Aunt Louie would give us something to eat. And
so you'd just be eating on the side,
we never did sit down at the table. We'd always either eat back in the kitchen or get us something to take outside. She had good meals. And another thing that impressed me so much was the dinner bell.
Mm-hmm.
She had this great big old dinner bell that she rung for the people to come down to eat.
What do you remember about the types of people who lived there, who boarded there?
Well, I don't remember too much about that. I do remember it was mostly men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just about as far as I can remember. And I know Aunt Louie used to take dinners down to the train, train that would stop and shift cars. I forget now what they called it back then, but I know she'd take the dinners down there. And a lot of times Edna would have to help her get the things back.
Would these be freight trains or passenger trains?
Yeah, freight trains. What would you call that? I can't remember now. They called it something. It would have had a name for it. Oh, it can't come to my mind right now. But it was one that would come and be there. depend on Aunt Louie, you know, to bring the lunch down there.
Would the freight trains then run on a fairly regular schedule?
Yeah, this was a regular thing, this one that would stop down there.
But it was for freight, not for
mm-hmm,
passengers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any other things about any of the fellows who
stayed
there?
That was back when I was little, but I know that's when my husband came from Fairfax, South Carolina to go to school in Templeton, and he boarded there.
Was he one of the federal board men?
Federal board men. I've got his diploma and everything out there. But anyhow, that was back when he first came up in school, and he came from Fairfax, South Carolina, and that was when the train, you had to get off of the train at Cherry's Crossing then.
And how'd you get up here?
I don't remember how he got. I remember hearing him tell it back when I was little, but I don't remember. He got off, and I forget now whether somebody over there to beat him or not. I believe there was, because I got a letter that after he passed away, it was in his trunk. I looked through some things that when he was assigned to Clemson as a federal board man, and they told him that his passage was to Cherry's Crossing, and I think it said somebody would be there to pick you up. And then I know he went to Aunt Louie's house to find a place to stay back.
Do you know of any of the other fellows who stayed there who were federal board students?
I think there was some that I can't recall the names. Now, I know my sister would know, but I can't. There was one man that my older sister, I think, went with a little while. Herring, I believe, was his name. Herring. Last name was Herring. And other than that, there's one or two more, but I can't call the names. That and Charlie.
That's Charlie Bennett,
yeah.
Who married my
yeah.
aunt. This must have been a real bonanza for the local girls, having all those students living right
yeah,
nearby.
Oh, yeah.
And it was also a rare instance, because normally cadets had to live on campus.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I gather that the larger number of people who lived at my grandmother's house were workers, either on the railroad or building roads or linemen or whatever, and they would have been, I assume, compared to what were supposed to be nice young girls, there would be sort of hot, sweaty older men. Was there any effort to keep you all separate? Or?
Well, I was a little too young for that then, but I know now, and even Sue, my sister that was 8 years older than me was, but now my sister Edith and Elsie's mother, Lucille, now they were real close friends.
Mm-hmm.
She and Charlie and Floyd would date together. I've got pictures of them back over, if I could find them sometime, I'm sure. Sitting on the railroad tracks, and I know they would date, and up at my mama's, but now I don't remember too much about any of the others. I do remember, that was the main ones I remember about. Because Anna and Sue were not quite old enough. They were, you know, they probably was looking, but I don't remember any boyfriends right then that they had. But I do remember Charlie and Mama and them talk about Charlie and Floyd talk about Charlie and Lucille what they would do.
One of the other issues we talked about briefly, just very briefly, and I wanted to go back and talk about more, you're referring to school. You went to school down across the railroad tracks at the Calhoun-Thompson School.
Yeah.
Do you remember how long your school day was? What time you went to school? What time you got back?
Well, I know I walked to school, and we must have started about 8 o'clock and get out about 2 or 3, I would think. And you either would take your lunch. They didn't have lunches. Most of the time we took our lunch. That's where they started, you know, having lunch rooms.
Would you have plenty of time to eat lunch?
Yeah, we'd have a recess.
Was there a regular cafeteria, or what would you
do? No, we'd just take our lunch from home. Sausage, biscuit, or sandwich, or whatever.
Would there be any type of beverage, or would you just have a dry lunch?
Oh, water fountain. Yeah, that's right.
What would you drink out of? Just straight from the fountain, or were there cups? teachers?
Well, yeah, Edith Mills was one of my teachers.
Was she related to the minister?
Yeah, she was his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Nan Morrison, of course, Miss Maggie.
And Nan was related to Miss Maggie?
She was her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know Miss Maggie taught there for a long time, did Miss Nan?
Yeah, Miss Nan taught there a good while. Miss Maggie was the principal, of course. And then there was one that taught me Latin. She was from Seneca. Gosh. Anyhow, there was one named Miss Klutz.
I'm sure the kids made a lot out of that, didn't
Klutz,
they?
Klutz, yeah. And, what was it? Miss Kitty Adams from Seneca.
Do you remember what she taught?
Oh, I think she just taught, I think it was third or fourth grade. She just taught the whole grade. They didn't have any. Yeah.
Or Miss Nan? What did she teach?
I forget now what. It was just a grade. It was, you know, people just taught certain grades then. It wasn't in certain subjects. Miss Maggie was mostly in high school. Of course, I think Edith Mills was a grammar grade teacher, and so was Miss Nan.
And how many grades were there when you finished?
There was 11. But I didn't finish. I finished the 10th grade. I didn't finish the 11th grade.
Do you remember when they added the 12th grade?
Oh, gosh. It was, I don't remember whether it was when my children were in school or not. It was after my kids started school. It was a good while later that they added the 12th grade.
Do you have any idea, just a guess, when you went to the first grade, how many people there were in your class?
Well, I know I got an awful picture of me in it. I know there was about, there weren't very many, I'd say maybe a dozen, probably. I know Miss Norris was the one that taught me in the first grade.
And would there have been only one first grade class?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those 12 of you were it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were these both Calhoun and Clemson students?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there much difference in the classes between the two?
Mm, what you mean?
Well,
Socially or?
Socially?
No,
any other
really,
way?
Not really.
All of you mixed fairly well together?
Yeah, because I know a lot of the girls that was professors' daughters used to come to my mama's house all the time because my mom was such a good cook.
Mm-hmm.
They liked to come home with me from school and eat. Rebecca Evans, Sam Evans' daughter, that was a treasure. And Mary Earle, and Betty Marshall. Her daddy was a professor.
Did any of these people think they were better than the others, or were you all pretty
no,
much
No, I don't think they did. As well as I can remember, I don't think so. Not that they didn't.
Well, we've pretty well established, I think, that at least the Calhoun girls were wearing homemade clothes. What about the Clemson girls?
Well, I don't know whether they were homemade or not, but they didn't really dress any better than we did. As well as I can remember, some of them didn't dress as well as I did.
But you said there were about 12 in your class. About how many were there when you were in the 10th grade?
Gosh. I guess there was probably 25 or 30.
So the number grew over a period of time.
Yeah.
I guess with a larger population in the area.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Were most of those 12 still with you in the 10th grade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some new ones come in, but most of the original ones were.
And by the time you got to be a 9th, 10th grader, did you go to different teachers for different classes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I gather from what you're saying that all of these teachers were female.
Yeah. Only one that I remember that was a male was Ben Blakely.
What did he teach?
I forget, let's see, what did he teach? I believe it was math. I think it was math.
Was that high school?
Yeah. I'm almost positive it was math.
Do you have any idea when he first came to teach at the school? been teaching there a while when you had him, or do you recall?
Well, no, he didn't teach there very long. Mm-hmm. He didn't teach there very long because he was the first and only man that I remember teaching there.
Aside from the school, I know that a number of other people, young ladies, young girls, were taking music lessons.
Yes.
Did you take music?
For a while. I took piano from Miss Doggett. Doggett. And I know I used to go down, we didn't have a piano, we had an organ, and I used to go down to Aunt Louis and practice on her piano. And I never did go on enough. I could play a little bit, but I never did go on enough to really amount to anything.
I understand that this piano that you practiced on at your Aunt Louis is now at the Eastern Star and that they still use it.
I just don't know. I never did know what happened to it.
Well, was there any opportunity for music at the school, or did you have to do this all by private lessons on the side?
It was private lessons.
Did you have anything at school in terms of art or?
I don't think so.
And what about science? Were there labs for the classrooms?
Science. I know Emma Major was one of my teachers from Anderson, was in a biology class. I remember that. We used to go down on that branch down in the Sloan's pasture and hunt frogs and those things under rocks in the stream.
Would you have to cut the frogs up after you found them?
Yeah, have to do all that.
Did you get a chance, other than going for the frogs, to go on field trips or class trips?
Yeah, we would go on field trips, mostly down in Sloan's pasture. Mm-hmm.
For nature courses?
Yeah. You know, you're really bringing back to my mind things that I had forgotten, you know. I mean, just somebody to ask questions and get in behind it, because, I mean, I had forgot all about Emma Major and cutting up the frogs, because I know that used to be one of the things... I didn't never mind it, but some of the girls in the class did.
Well, you said that she was from Anderson.
Yeah.
I presume you mean by that she had relocated here?
Well, I don't remember where she commuted. I think she commuted. I know she wasn't married then. In fact, I think, I remember asking and talking about her to somebody, that whether she ever married. The last I heard, that's been so long ago, she's probably dead by now, but I can just see her face right now.
Any particular funny experiences you remember in school?
Oh, well, I know I used to have to stay in just about every day.
Why?
To talking.
Was there a regular delinquent hall, or did the individual teacher keep you in her room?
I would talk to the person sitting in front of me, or somebody behind me would pinch or pull my hair or something, and I'd give him a whop. That was Samuel Littlejohn, I remember that, Mr. Littlejohn's son, Mayor Catherine's brother. And things, that was one of the things. And I know Miss Maggie Marson had a paddle, and I got paddled in the hands one time for eating in class. Eating those little, what you call, boxes of cheese tidbits. Had them in my desk, and I was it was rattling so and making so much racket till I got called up for that.
Well, Mildred, you should have more sense than to rattle the paper. That's a sure giveaway.
Oh, no, but, you know, like I say, it was... I have to write a whole lot of staying after school and look up words in the dictionary, I will not do so and so again so many times, and either have to clean the racers, dust the rapers, well, one of the punishments, take them out and dust them.
Did you get a second punishment when you got home?
My mama never did know it, unless Miss Maggie told her when she'd come up to fit a dress.
Well, now, your mother must have figured out something with your coming late.
She'd know when I had to stay in, because she'd ask Miss Maggie one time, and I remember that, if what would keep me there, and Miss Maggie told her that I'd talk in school or done so and so, and I can remember from that.
Did all of you, I presume, get written report cards back then?
Yeah.
And was there a grade for deportment?
I don't remember. Were there was a No, I was. I was a little bit full of mischief.
Were you any sort of a tomboy then?
Well, no, not really a tomboy, I don't reckon. I wasn't.
Just a mischief maker.
Yeah.
Did the girls get to play softball or other types of things that were traditionally boys' activities?
Well, we would play ball down in the back of the schoolhouse, and back then it wasn't softball. We was playing with the bats and hard baseballs, because I know this boy, that's when they stopped the hard ball. A boy got killed with the ball hitting him in the head.
Who was that?
Calhoun's son. And that's when they stopped the hard balls and wouldn't let us play with hard balls anymore. But he got hit in the head and died from it.
So were girls and boys playing this together?
Yeah, yeah. Because I can remember I'd come home and my clothes would be dirty from sliding in the face.
Well, your mother couldn't have appreciated that either.
Oh.
Did girls like to go swimming?
Well, the only place we had was the YMCA, and I used to go over there a good bit and try to learn to swim, but we didn't go too much because there was just a certain time you could go that the students wouldn't be in there, you know, down in that little pool at the Y.
Would you have to pay to use the Y pool?
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
What about down to the river?
I don't think my mom would ever let me go up the river. The only place I ever went was down in the Boar Branch. And we used to dam it up.
But you couldn't do too much swimming down there.
No, we just dam it up and play in it. I know.
Splash around.
And if it'd come a hard rain, we'd go down like then to see if it'd wash it away the next morning.
Any other funny things from school you've thought of?
Offhand, I can't think of anything else.
Well, let me ask you about something tragic rather than funny. I understand that something very tragic happened to one of your sisters.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
You mean the one that was mad off it?
Yes.
Yes. Now, I was very small then, and I do remember the little dog, and that we kept it in the barn loft up there, and my sister was a great dog lover, just like I am now, what they thought then was a black tongue, and she kept it in the barn loft, and she would go down there to feed it. Mm-hmm. And
so was her pet.
Yeah, it was a little dog, and I remember, I don't know how it got out that night and got loose, but Mr. Norman Boggs killed it, and it had already bit about 13 people in town. And my sister had been scratched so much by it when she was playing with it. And that was when it took a good while to get the treatment. They had to send to Columbia to get it. And my sister was too far gone for the treatment to do her any good. But now she was the only one that died from it.
Did the others have to take the treatment?
I did, but I was just a little bitty girl.
And what did that treatment consist of?
A needle about that long.
About 6 inches, say.
Stuck in your soft part of your body. And I was so little and thin, and it was over Uncle John's store where we'd go. Dr. Watkins would give the shots, and I never will forget Roy Boggs would always take, now I think, I forget now whether he was one of the ones that was taking the shots or not, but I know the Maddens lived up there, and Roy would take me down to his daddy's store to keep me from crying and give me candy. I remember that.
Well, if your Uncle John had been nice, he would have given you some candy, wouldn't he?
We always had to steal it from him.
Well, how many times did you have to take this shot?
It was several. We had to take several.
Do you remember what year it was?
No, I don't. I sure don't. That's one, I just, you know, years. I can remember when my son graduated from Clemson and all that, but now back, I can't remember. Oh.
Well, I know my mother was once bit by a mad dog. Was that the same affair, or?
It was the same one, I imagine. That was the same one.
I didn't realize that there were so many people involved. I thought
yeah.
It was just her.
No, there was about 13, I believe, in all that had to take the treatment.
Why was Dr. Watkins doing this at the store?
Well, that was just a gathering place for everybody to get all at one time. Instead of going to his office, it was just all to have it all in one place, I imagine. I would say that.
Well, you said, or rather were gesturing, and it's what my mother had said, that you would have to take the shot in your stomach.
Yeah.
This certainly had to involve some disrobing. Was there some private area there?
Well, yeah, I think so. Of course, me, for the older people, now, me be just a little girl, I mean, it wasn't all that big a deal, but I know for the older adult people it was. It was mostly in the soft part of your body where they would do it.
Well, what kinds of medical facilities were there around Calhoun?
Well,
Dr. Watkins?
Dr. Watkins is about the only one I can remember.
And where did he practice?
He had a office in his house.
Which
and
was
lived
where?
In that house above where Elsie and Betts used to live over there.
Over up above
the hill.
The hill overlooking
yeah,
the college, not
Dr.
too far
Watkins,
from the hotel.
Dr. Watkins had an old house that's been torn down, and